Okay, let's review Erevin Daf Kuf Dalet. Today's Daf was Erevin Kuf Dalet. Zok the Mishnah, Boskin Melech Al Gabe Kevish Bishvil Shalei Yachliku. We can scatter salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach so the Kohanim don't slip. The Gemara asks two questions on this line. First, the implication of the Mishnah is that this would be an Aser outside of the Mikdash, but we have a Brisa that says it's Mutter to spread straw on the slippery ground of a Chatzar after it rains. The Gemara answers, Shiny Tevin de la Mavatele. It's Mutter to scatter straw because the person will not leave it there forever. Unlike salt, which becomes useless after being spread on the ground and will therefore be usher to spread because it will be left there forever. Second, if the person plans on leaving the salt there forever, isn't this a violation of HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Aleih Askil, adding on to the Mizbeach? If he doesn't plan on leaving it there forever, wouldn't it be Chatzitza because the feet of the Kohanim and between the feet of the Kohanim and the Mizbeach? The Gemara answers that he does not plan on leaving it there, and it really would be Chatzitza during the Avodah. We only allow using the salt when bringing the wood up to the top of the Mizbeach, which is not an Avodah and is unaffected by Chatzitza. At first, Rava taught that it's mutter to spread straw in the slippery chatzer after the rain on Shabbos, but after being questioned by Rav Papa, Rava acknowledged that Dvarim Shamarti Lefnechem Tolus Hein Biyadi. He had made a mistake, and the straw can only be spread with a shinui in an unusual way. The Mishnah said, Mimalin Mibara Golem Mibara Gadol B'Gilgul B'Shabbos. We can draw water from the two wells in the Beis Hamikdash using a wheel on Shabbos. Ula once went to visit Rav Menashe. A man knocked on the door on Shabbos, and Ula commented that the person was Mechal Shabbos by making noise with his knocking. Rava, however, defended the person. He said, Lo asru el kol shel shir. It's not asru to make noise. It's asru to make musical noise on Shabbos. So the Gemara has four challenges to Rabbah's opinion, and we're bringing this whole thing in because the last challenge is from our Mishnah. First is the Brisa only allows causing the noise of water dripping from a kli onto a metal plate for the sake of a chola, but not for a regular person, apparently because even non-musical sounds are asru to make on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, no, the Brisa is talking about musical noise to help the sick person sleep. We're not talking about non-musical noise over there. Second raya, the Brisa doesn't allow clapping and chest beating to scare away birds, even though the sounds produced aren't musical at all. So the Gemara answers that the clapping isn't also because of the sound it makes, it's also because Gzeres Shamitol Tzrar. We're concerned the guy's going to take a rock and throw it in Rosh Hashanah. Third raya, Rav Yehuda Merav doesn't allow women to play with nuts on Shabbos, presumably because it's going to make noise. The Gemara answers, no, it's also because Dil Masi Lashvui Gumos, they may come to flatten the ground with the nuts, not due to noise, and that's why they can't even play with Tapuchim either. Finally, we challenge Rabbah from our Mishnah, which implies that filling water with a Gilgal is only Mutter B'Migdash but not B'Medina, presumably because of the noise. The Gemara answers, no, it's not due to the noise, but because of Gzeira Shemi Yamale L'Ginaso L'Churvaso. We're worried that he's going to draw water to irrigate his plants, and that's why Amemar permitted filling the water in a place where he thought that there were no plants. Then the Mishnah concluded, and we Be'er Hakir B'Yom Tov. He could fill water from the Be'er Hakar, which is not in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Chum permitted using this particular well that was fed by an underground spring on Yontif when they returned from Bavel and were desperate for water. Zak the Mishnah. Sharetz shenimtza b'mikdash koyin motziyo hemyano shelo lishos hasatuma. If a sharetz, which is an avatuma and is muktza, is found in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, his machlokes tanoim what to do. Rabbi Yochanan Baroka says he should lift it out with his avnate in order to get it out as quickly as possible, even though this will cause the avnate to become tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says he should take it out with wooden tongs, even though it may take a bit longer because the wooden tongs won't become tameh. There are two shitos about which parts of the Migdash it has to be removed from, and where you would just cover it with a kli. Rav Shimon ben Anas holds it should only be removed from the Heichel, the Ulam, and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva holds it could be removed from the entire Azara. The Gemara debates whether bringing a sharetz into the Beis HaMikdash is nisud d'oraisa or nisud d'rabban. Pasuk says, "Mizachar ad nekeva tishluchu." A tamei man and a tamei woman have to be sent out of the Beis HaMikdash. So Shmuel holds, Pasuk teaches us that only things that can become tahar in a mikvah, like a person, a man, or a woman, are included in the yisud d'oraisa. A sharetz can never become tahar in a mikvah and is therefore not included in the yisud d'oraisa of having something tamei in the Mikdash. When Rabbi Yossi Aglili excludes klei cheretz from the yisur, it may not support Shmuel because a klei cheretz may be included since it cannot become an av hatuma, unlike a sheretz, which is an av hatuma. And then, God willing, tomorrow in the next half, the last half of the Masechta, we're going to connect Shmuel's shita to various discussions in Tanaim.